The elementary school's teachers say they spoke no Spanish and their students spoke no English. And their schools that are located in predominantly black neighborhoods offered no English as a second language support. But they say they were instructed to give their migrant students 70% in every subject and pass them on to the next grade.
We were given a training about how to handle all of our newcomers to our school. And towards the end of the session, someone did ask the question, what are we supposed to do about grades? At that time, we were informed by administration that we were supposed to give the students passing grades.
Chicago Public Schools CEO Dr. Pedro Martinez was on the Lisa Dent Show not too long ago. Here's what he said when asked if migrant students are held to the same standard for achievement as Chicago-born students are.
Yes, they are. And in fact, one of the things that I'm proud of is over 90% of our migrant students, we're able to put them in teachers that are certified either for bilingual or ESL. The challenges we have is that because migrants, sometimes they move from shelters and they go into temporary housing. Sometimes where they're housed, you know, we don't have schools with those programs, but over 90%, do. And so we're just trying to provide other supports for those schools.
And when we asked the district specifically about the claims the educators we spoke with made, a CPS statement acknowledged that the policies and promotion guidelines are, quote, modified to serve the specialized needs of our English language learners.